Now, we will be having live music in the studio very soon. Well, I say live music, it's actually the band that have come in today. They're an a cappella band, and I'm going to play you one of their tracks, actually, to kick off the show, because they're going to be chatting in the next few minutes. Might even get them to do a live harmony. There is four of them. There's normally six in the band. They are called...
Kipalago.
That's thank you, D. Because I've been saying it wrong all morning, getting it totally wrong, but it is
Archipelago.
Archipelago.
No, Archipelago.
Archipelago.
Yeah.
We'll cut this bit out. We'll just pretend that I said it really well.
This is called Bless the Broken Road.
And where did you record this?
This was recorded in the multi-track recorder at Adrian's house, and it's by Rascal Flatts.
Now, I think you better give yourselves a round of applause, actually, because that was superb. Now, I am joined in the studio by Archipelago.
Yes,
there we go.
First time for everything.
Now, we've got there's Jasper Scott, Julie Cooper, Adrian Nash, Dee Hunter, Steve Mallett, and Sophie Nash. And in the studio today, we've got Dee Hunter, we've got Adrian Nash,
hello.
We've got Jasper.
We have.
Julie Cooper, there we go, get rid of that.
She's on later.
Now, where are the other two singers today?
Steve's probably on his couch eating a hamburger,
right,
and drinking something really sweet and brightly coloured.
Yes.
And Sophie is a city lady, so she'll be doing some kind of insurance broking up the smoke.
Very, very busy. Yeah. Are you all pianists?
We are all pianists.
All of those. So yes. That's that whole, all six of you?
Yes. Which makes arranging really easy, really a lot of fun to do, because we know a lot about harmony and arranging and that kind of thing.
It's just the singing that's difficult.
So how did have you all kind of known about each other in sort of the separate work you've done, and how did you all come together?
Well, yeah. We used to teach Julie. I've known Adrian and Julie for a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't realise, but actually Jasper's mum knew my dad. So
they were fellow Esperantists and musicians as well.
And
Jasper's mum taught Steve, who is...
Yes, she taught him the piano, and Adrian and I were at music college together. So, weirdly, we've discovered all these kind of links, connections we didn't know about. So.
And who decided to put a vocal group together?
Oh, this was Adrian's fault.
Probably myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a consequence of, you know, sometimes you do something absent-mindedly. I was on YouTube looking nostalgically at TV programmes of yesteryear, and there was an old Morecambe and Wise show, and the bit I wanted to see was the play What Ernie Wrote, because it had an actress I liked in, and then it overran to the next thing, which was the Swingle Singers. And I thought, flipping heck, I remember them. And I don't know what drove me to do it, but I checked them out to see, you know, that they're probably all died years ago. And in fact, they're still a vibrant vocal harmony group now. They've been going for 52 or more years, replacing people every 5 or so years.
Yeah.
And they've sort of got young and funky with attitude. They're down with the kids. Sorry, apologies to kids out there in your audience. People who are down with the kids don't say that.
No.
And so we started going to see them, and they sort of inspired me and everybody else in Archipelago to have a stab at it for the pure joy of harmony singing, not the money.
So are you covering, with the tracks that you're doing, are you writing original material, are you covering tracks, or are you going to look at writing your own material? Because I know all individually you probably already do that.
Individually we do, but for the group we're just doing cover versions at the moment.
For the time being.
For the time being, we might write something actually one day. Yeah.
I think you should.
Be even more of a challenge.
Or cover some things you've already written.
Yes, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So if you just explain to people, because if you're a singer, you kind of understand when you do harmonies that you've got your lead line and then you might have a harmony, and that can be quite simple to do, maybe a third harmony. But when you're doing a vocal group like this, some person or two people are doing something that is completely different to what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things we have to do is to make sure we haven't got... You'll know this, Ms. Ward, that there are certain people who sing harmonies with you who, if you're singing a dominant harmony, they move on to yours and they nick your harmony. And you can't really be doing that in a cappella. And it's totally different from choral work. For those out there in Brentwood and Billericay land who are familiar with it, choral work is about what they call STAB, soprano...
alto tenor.
Thank you, thank you. Chime in when you're ready. And they're set parts, and it's usually four part, and usually with a conductor, and often with maybe an organ or a piano to help things along their way. A cappella lives or dies by the number of voices in the group. So we're six, and so the six voices have to cover percussion, have to cover any dominant instruments that you would expect to hear in the arrangements. And so you're and this whole kind of beatboxing thing as well. So we are attempting to cover many bases, and the challenge is to hear a song and say, how can we transform that from its original thing into a six-part harmony vocal percussion thing, and at the same time add to it. There's no point in covering a song if you're not going to add something new to it. And it takes flipping hours.
But yeah, that's also possibly while being a pianist or having six pianists makes it easier, because we're used to arranging things, because, you know, if you're playing something on the piano, you'll be doing the bass part in your left hand, and then you'll be sort of filling in, so you have the tune in your right hand, and then filling in the harmony. So it is easier, I think.
It is reading, that's the other thing as well, so it's all committed to memory as well.
Yeah. Now, the next song we're going to play from the CD you brought, tell us about this one.
Shall we play Masquerade next? I really like the creativity in this one, because we've made up a middle section. The way we usually work is to record the original track on a multi-track recorder and then just kind of work the parts around it, work out what people are going to do. But we've actually written a new section for this, which I really like. It's in the middle. It's a bit of a classical theme. Is it gonna grow and grow inside till I feel like I'm gonna explode? This is what you do to me. All your lips saying things that you feel in your heart. If your heart is beating madly, then the music starts. Hold me, hold me. It's heaven, though it's heaven when you hold me. Need you night and day. Oh, I need you here to stay.
That was fantastic. Give yourself another round of applause. And that was Judy. You were on lead vocals for that one, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And I could hear D's.
Yeah.
Make that noise.
Oh, can't do it now.
That was fantastic. So did you just record? Because you can't really drop in with something like that. You just recorded everything live.
There's a couple of drop-ins, but mostly you go through from beginning to end. I mean, this is a warts and all rehearsal kind of recording.
Yeah.
We've never seen the inside of a real studio until we came here today.
Well, thank you.
I think your listener be surprised at the luxury that you folk operate in at Phoenix FM. Yes.
It's a stunning. Thank you very much. Now, January, you're at the London A Cappella Festival. So how did you get invited to go along to that?
Adrian, over to you, I think.
Okay. London A Cappella Festival, it's been getting bigger year on year. It's probably the world's greatest, largest, most attended a cappella festival. It takes place at the King's Place near King's Cross Station, and it's a 3/4-day event. And it is headlined by the folk I mentioned earlier on. The Swingles always close the concert, and their management company are the people who organise it. And just through conversation one day, we stuck our necks out and said, I don't suppose there's a chance we could do this, because it's like anything else, Michelle, that if you get a goal, then you kind of pull your socks up and you get something that's vaguely match fit by the day. And so, having been allowed to perform there, we then had to pull the stops out and finish the arrangements and do some rehearsing, put the red wine down, Jesper, and knuckle down to some serious learning. And so that focused us to get a set ready for that event. And it was a great thing. I can't recommend it enough to anybody who even vaguely thinks they might like a bit of this genre of music. It's an incredible event. with people. We went on the stage after what let's call it a community choir had finished, and they were okay and they were happy, and then we thought, now we'll show them how it's done. And then when we came off the stage,
somebody else showed us how.
Yeah, 17 kids were flown over from America, and they came second in X Factor in the States.
Yeah.
And they walked on stage, and indeed they showed us how it was done.
They were fantastic.
They were
really good.
God, I love those American kids.
Weren't you standing by the curtain, sort of just trying to pull the stage, just a big hook on the side of the stage?
And they just got better and better as well, didn't they? I mean,
it's on the curriculum in some of the big colleges out there. They do 45 minutes a day in the curriculum, so you know they're going to be good.
Now you were saying about beatboxing. So you're all obviously singers, but you're all going to be doing the sort of bit, because you're getting.
How does that go again? Sorry.
I'm available for weddings, bar mitzvahs, but you know that you're going.
The star is born.
Well, there we go. But you're going to have a beatboxer, aren't you, coming along to see you today?
Yes, we are.
To give us some tuition and coaching and stuff like that. Because it's, there's particular technique to make those percussion sounds. It doesn't come naturally exactly. And this is one of the guys who's been with the Swingles for a long time.
Yes. Yeah, Canadian guy.
Absolutely fantastic beatboxer.
Yeah, he prefers to be called a vocal percussionist. He's not so urban and rappy as some as you might associate with beatboxing, but he is born and bred in Canada, moved over to London to sing with the Swingles, and we're I think marginally excited doesn't quite say it.
Yeah, no, we are so excited. And I think if you have us back on the show tomorrow, we would have learned so much by this afternoon.
It'll be a lovely before and after, won't it?
And will you all eventually, because obviously you'll sing, you will all be taking turns with the lead, and you'll all be doing the percussive bit as well.
The arrangements don't work well if everybody keeps the same part all the time, and the person who does the percussion all the time. Yeah. You need to hear different voices rising out the pack to do something that has a different character.
Yeah.
And then somebody else does the same thing, and that creates the tapestry.
We're learning more about arranging as time goes on as well.
Yeah.
What we did at the beginning is quite different from what we're doing now. Yeah. We're starting to know the range of each other's voices better.
Yeah.
We're learning what each other can do well now. As well, and we're also learning about writing parts out to give more people turns, so you don't have a lead part going throughout the whole song. You know, it's divided up between the verses and choruses and so on.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're getting better as we go.
We are. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what's the next song?
What should we have next? We have a choice of two.
Have we got time for
keeping
two?
Keeping the dream alive.
I mean, you can see the next presenter. Yeah. Scott Ross is giving you daggers. Don't worry about him. Just lock him up in line. We've got plenty of time.
Oh, well, they have Keeping the Dream Alive.
It's a cover of a song by a band called Freiheit, who sound rather German, I think. They probably are German.
They're very big in Germany.
Yes. It's a lovely song.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like if you're at home, if you remember that thing where you've got to rub your stomach and then rub your head and then stamp your foot. Yes. That is what's going on when you're trying to...
Yes, a bit like being a helicopter pilot.
Yes.
I noticed you picking up on Steve, who isn't here, Steve's part in the chorus, and that's part of the arrangement technique that gives it body. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. All that arpeggio stuff. If you get more of that going on, it sounds like 8, 12, 16 voices.
Yeah.
And you kind of... You have to feel your way into this stuff. There's no one. There's no. I don't think there's a rule book on how you do it. You just have to acquire it by osmosis.
And also, I think you need to know the people you're writing for as well. And that's something that's come as we've gone on. We get to know what we can do well. And,
in fact, in the last song, you'll hear Julie doing the same thing in the chorus, but she'll be going ding, ding, ding.
You must have a really good laugh when you're doing. If things go slightly wonky when you're rehearsing.
Oh, we do. Yeah. We don't stop laughing. My stomach hurts by the end of the.
All together, we have a huge laugh.
Yeah. Mm. Expensive getting work done sometimes.
It's important to work with people that get on so well together.
Yeah.
But also, really good. Yeah, just working out your voice singing makes you feel happy. It's a great thing for enhancing your mood in general. I'd encourage everybody to do it. It's a great thing to do.
Whereabouts are you going to be gigging? How long have you been together? Is it 6 months or not?
It's a bit longer, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're still kind of embryonic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Acapella Festival was the first live performance.
Yeah.
We lied to them to sort of make them think that we were already doing it.
Yeah.
But mostly we rehearse either around someone's house or in Stack Studios in Witham.
Yes.
Which is where we'll be this afternoon.
Yes. Doing the.
Oh, the
beatboxing.
Yes, go on. Do you want to do a
masterclass with Kevin Fox? He's come all the way from Canada just for this.
there we go. So, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go and find you at the moment?
We have a Facebook page, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Archipelago Acapella on Facebook.
Now we're going to finish on a song before
Jasper's dance moves. You'll know you'll make the right decision.
They're legend, don't you worry.
Yeah, they're best on the radio.
Now we will be just playing one more number.
It's called Love Is the Answer.
It's a brilliant song by a guy called Todd Rundgren. Anybody knows their music? Well, no, he's one of the American greats at writing. And this is it's a 4-minute epic.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming in today. It's great to see all of you, and hopefully you come back again in the summer so we'll have some.
Yes.
Yep, we love to come back. And,
That's the beatboxing bit. Can you do a little bit of beatboxing?
Not so much. I do more cymbals than beatboxing.
Go on.
It's not very good, honestly. Making me do that on the radio.
I'll cut that bit out. Don't you worry, Dee. Let's try the mic.
Shine on me, love is the answer. Shine on a soul, set us free. Love is the answer.